The truth is, nothing in life comes easy, especially not success. And anyone that tries to tell you that they have the magic secret, quite frankly, is lying to you. But over my 10 years as an entrepreneur, and after accomplishing, quite frankly, every single one of my goals and more, I've definitely figured out some frameworks and what I would refer to even as laws that make it a lot easier. So in today's video, I'm gonna give you the raw, unfiltered truth, 7 laws of success, 7 things that I have stuck to, and when I have, good things have happened. And when I've strayed away from these laws, it's always been a sobering reminder of why they are so important. First, and I would say maybe especially in today's world where everything, you know, people want things so quick, people focus more on the result than what it actually takes to get there. So the first law, and I would argue potentially one of the most important, especially in today's day and age, today's flashy social media age, is that private victories come before public applause. Everyone sees the end final result. Everyone sees the supercars, lavish life, this, that, but they don't understand what it takes to get there. And I always say that for every public victory, you have to put anywhere from about 100 to 1,000 hours in privately. So for every, okay, you had your moment, whether that's signing your first client in your business, whether that's making your first sale, whether that's buying your first car, even if it's some beat up BMW, but it's your dream car. For every one of those moments, because that's what people dream of. People dream of that public victory moment, that moment where I've made it. It takes about 100 to 1,000 hours of private victory, stuff that people don't see, stuff that doesn't go on social media, stuff that is the boring, tedious work. Those private victories stack up to a public victory. It's funny, I have this tattoo right here. I got it in my teenage years and it literally says private victories. And that's because, you know, I was 19 at the time. I had started my business 3 or 4 years prior. And, you know, I'd done quite well for myself at an early age. And I've always been into horology. I've always been a big watch fan. And I'd be wearing these expensive timepieces, these $50,000, $200,000 watches. And I understand, especially back then, 7 years ago, you know, there weren't many 19-year-olds walking around with these kind of watches. And I would always see people look at the watch and then look at me. And it was almost like kind of a joke to myself, like, oh, you see the watch, but you don't see the private victories, because it would literally be right next to it. Like, yeah, sure, maybe you see the public victory, but you don't see all the private victories that went into it in order to make it possible. And I implore you, anytime you see a public victory, anytime you see someone online or one of your friends and you see them have this public win, ask yourself, am I willing to put 100 to 1,000 hours in order to get a public victory like they've gotten? And unfortunately, if the answer is no, well, then you have to tone down your desires. Either you increase your effort or you tone down your desires. You can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it too. There's no such thing. The next law is so applicable, it's fascinating to watch. It's applicable while you're on the come up and actually a lot of times once you've made it in life. And that is that your woman determines your ceiling. And if you're part of the 20-25% of females watching this channel, same thing applies for your man. The point is that your partner truly does decide your ceiling. I have seen so many people handicapped. I've seen so many people held back by a partner that does not want what they want in life, that is not aligned. Or a lot of times what happens is as you're growing, it intimidates the other person. And rather than growing with you, instead they decide, okay, let me pull this person back down to my level. So that's one scenario. Or another scenario, which I see a lot of times, is unfortunately men especially, they will accomplish things in life with the help of an incredible partner. And unfortunately, because we're idiots, we will forget who is there by our side in the process of even getting there in the first place. And then there'll be some new flashy thing that distracts men. And actually going back to the last point, there'll be maybe a partner that's more interested in the public victories rather than the private victories that went into it to even make it possible in the first place. And now you have a partner that's more interested in capitalizing on your success rather than actually helping you attain more of it. So honestly, I think for men specifically, maybe this might be the most important one, because I have seen women, and not through any fault of their own, as I said, unfortunately, most of the time, it's actually men that get in their own way with this stuff. So majority of the time, I see picking the wrong woman or picking the wrong partner as probably the biggest downfall to men. And majority of the time, it's self-imposed. I've been so blessed in my life to have only incredible women who are so supportive. And I truly don't think that without that, I would have been able to get to where I am in life, because it's really hard to grow when you don't have peace in the home. So if you have that, please cherish it. And if you don't, please do not settle for anything less. And please take your time and be patient, because a chaotic personal life does not bode well for accomplishing everything you want to accomplish. Now, the third law, and this is so important because I see so many people get so emotional about it, is whatever you do in life, you are going to suck at it. So stop making it personal. I know that I'm not very good at surfing. I think I've been surfing once in my life. I know that if I surf right now, I'm going to be bad at it. Now, I don't think because I'm going to be bad at surfing, that's a reflection of me as a human. And I just don't learn things easily. And you know what? I just suck at life. Like, I don't build this whole story around why I'm bad at surfing. You know why I'm bad at surfing? Because I just haven't done it enough. Because I haven't tried. Because I haven't put in the hours. Because I haven't put in the reps. Because I haven't put in the effort. And yet, when we start a business or start a venture or start a side hustle, for some reason, we get it in our head that, oh, it's not working after 100 hours. Did you expect it to? Did you expect you to be competent? Or did you expect to get results after putting 100 hours in, your first 100 hours? Now, bear in mind, later on in your career, an extra 100 hours into your craft can actually yield great results. But the first 100 hours at anything you do in life, you're gonna suck at it. And whenever I learn something new, when I started boxing a couple years ago, it was the same thing for me. I knew, hey, I'm gonna suck at this. I'm gonna have to put the hours in. And if I put enough hours in, yeah, maybe I'm not gonna be a world champion, but I'll be competent enough. And you know what? Maybe if I do wanna become professional at this, it's possible. It's gonna take time. It's gonna take effort. It's gonna take blood, sweat, and tears. And if I'm willing to put that in, great. If I'm not willing to put it in, once again, going back to the main point, you have to choose. Either you tone down your desires or you increase your effort. And there's certain things in life, okay? Like, for example, there's many things in life I wanna become decent at just because I wanna learn the skill, but I'm not willing to put in the amount of effort to achieve mastery in it. Okay, so I tone down my desire because of it. And I don't make it personal, I don't make it emotional. I think when you have this viewpoint, it just makes everything in life easier because it's a very simple formula, it's a very simple calculation. I want to get good at this. Getting good at anything in life will involve putting in hundreds of hours or maybe even thousands of hours. If I wanna get really good at it, if I wanna achieve mastery in it, then I'm gonna have to put in 10,000 plus hours. There's certain things in life that you will want to put those hours in where it's worth it, where you have the desire. And because of that desire, you're gonna increase your effort. And there's certain things in life, you're like, okay, I just wanna be decent at it and I'm happy with being decent. So when you look at life like that and you understand it's a very simple formula, you remove all these negative attachments and associations and you remove any of the self-talk. That's unfortunately the biggest thing that I see holding beginners back is they'll try, they won't succeed, and then they build a story of why they're worthless or why they're unique or they're special, and it won't work for their particular situation. Once again, you would understand why I'm not particularly good at dancing, okay? If I started doing salsa, of course, like we all inherently know that if I don't dance, if I do salsa, it's going to take time. That doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean that I'm worthless. It doesn't mean that I should be ashamed of myself. It's just a matter of time. You have a vision for your life and it takes time for reality to catch up to your vision. So please stop taking things personal. The next law of success that you have to stick by, pick the right opportunity for the right time. When I started my entrepreneurial journey 10 years ago, I wasn't doing what I'm doing now. I didn't spend millions of dollars to buy a consulting firm that was established 10 years ago. I didn't invest millions of dollars to become a co-owner in one of the fastest growing digital product platforms in the world. I knew that before I made these massive career moves, I had to start small. So what did I do? I started offering services for businesses. My background is in photo and video. That led me to having a creative agency, that led me to having an ad agency, and it snowballed from there. And I've been uploading my entire life. I'm probably one of the only people in the world that has been uploading their entire life, every career move, documented, proven, for literally over a decade now. I had to start small and I had to start with the right model. I didn't have money when I started out. I didn't have an audience. I didn't have any leverage. I didn't have a team. I had to start something where I didn't have an audience, no startup capital, and quite frankly, I could fail with for 6 months or 12 months or 24 months and keep going and keep trying. A lot of you guys are investing into businesses or side hustles where you have one shot. Okay, you're gonna invest $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 into the side hustle or this business. And what if it doesn't work out? Because here's the truth. Most things in life don't work out. And that's not an issue. That shouldn't dissuade you if you can keep pulling the slot machine. I always use this analogy. Imagine if you had unlimited pulls at a slot machine. Eventually you'd win. Now there's no guarantee you would succeed straight away, but you're also guaranteed not to fail because you can keep playing the game again and again. And when you're starting off in your career, I want you to focus on side hustles or online businesses where you can keep playing the game again and again and again, and you don't run out of money. You're not spending $5,000 on ads or $10,000 on inventory or gambling away and trading $10,000 of your life savings. For me personally, in my humble opinion, I don't think that's a good strategy. I think a good strategy is slow and steady. Acknowledge that it will take some time and you might have some bumps along the way, and it's fine. That's not an issue that you're having bumps or setbacks along the way, as long as it doesn't bankrupt you, as long as you get to keep pulling that slot machine and keep trying again and again. Let's use a video game analogy. If you could keep playing the video game again and again and again, and every time you die, you respawn, there's no guarantee that you're gonna win the first time round, but you will eventually win the game. As long as you keep trying, it's impossible not to, because you can keep playing. So please just bear that in mind as you are ambitious, you're hungry, you're looking for what is the vehicle to take me to a better life situation. Please just keep that in the back of your mind. And I think that's actually a pretty good leeway into the fifth law, which you just have to reinvest everything back into you. You need to understand that you are the biggest asset that you have in life. Now, as you get further along in your career, that's actually where I spend a lot of my time. A lot of my time these days is after 10 years into my career, I've amassed a very, very, very considerable investment portfolio. And honestly, it's a lot of effort managing it. But that's not what I thought about at the beginning. I didn't think, okay, cool, I have $1,000 in my investment portfolio. Let's optimize it. So rather than earning 10% yearly, I'm gonna earn 30% yearly on my investment portfolio. Congratulations, over the space of 1 year, you've gone from making $100 to $300. Those extra $200, was that really worth it? Whereas imagine you put that $1,000 back into yourself, whether that's self-education, training, equipment, maybe that's hiring very cheap contractors to maybe do some of the menial work. Maybe that's hiring some VAs, spending $5 an hour so you get an hour back of your time. Maybe as you start getting further in your career, that means investing into getting your laundry done, maybe getting a cleaner. So that way you can focus on the things that actually make you money. Really get this through your head. You are the number one biggest income producing asset that you have. Nothing even comes close. If you increase the value of you as an asset, nothing will yield better results, especially at the beginning. All of it is riding on you. Just to give you context, later on in your career, when you have a dozen, maybe a few dozen, maybe 100, maybe even a few hundred employees, you are a very small cog in a large machine. And if you do things right, the machine runs with or without you. Same thing with your investment portfolio. Your business or your career is producing money and you're working, but then you also have a full investment portfolio working behind the scenes. Later on in life, you have this leverage, you have these other competitive advantages, but when you're first starting out, it's you and you alone. So invest accordingly, invest everything back into yourself to make you more valuable. Now the next lesson is work like new money and think like old money. And what I mean by that is both have their competitive advantages. When you come from nothing, when you come from hardship, you have a hunger. People just see it in the eyes. You have a different energy. You have a different aggression. You have this infinite energy that is hard to replicate. But on the flip side, unfortunately, if you're the one who's trying to change your family's trajectory, you also don't have anyone to lean on. You don't have anyone to speak to. You don't have anyone to talk to. You don't have any reference points. So when you do start getting some success, it becomes very tricky because you have no one to guide you. And I see a lot of people completely turn their life around, but they're still thinking with that quote unquote new money mentality. And they don't know how to slow down sometimes, be patient, think long-term, and get out of this mentality of just working harder, but instead working smarter. And then on the flip side, the downside is when you come from old money, a lot of times you just don't have that hunger. There's nothing that's really driving you forward because you're used to everything, you have everything. Now, you have great mental models and you have great role models and you have a better understanding and a better worldview, but you just don't have that energy. You just don't have that same drive. So when you can put both of them together, I think that's truly what makes you unstoppable. And the seventh and final law is no guts, no glory. You could sit here and listen to everything that I've just told you, and you can listen to over a decade of mental models that I've developed. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the guts, if you don't have the bravery, and you know, don't get it twisted, whatever you want to do in life takes bravery. It takes bravery to step into a boxing gym. It takes bravery to step into a dance class. It takes bravery to step onto ski slopes. It takes bravery to register that domain for your business. It takes bravery to tell your family, hey, I'm trying this thing and I want a better life for us. All these things take guts. All these things take bravery. So you could sit here and watch all the YouTube videos that you want. You could sit here and you could learn everything you need to know. And you simply end up becoming the most well-prepared procrastinator on earth. And unfortunately, that's reality that most people are living in. So please take everything that I've said in this video. And if you want the glory, you need to have the guts to go for it. And with those high level concepts out the way, I'm going to leave a link in the description as well as pinned comment. If you're like, this is great, but what's the nitty gritty? How do I actually start an online business? How do I actually start a side hustle? How do I actually apply everything that you just talked about in this video to launchpad my career? That is by far the best video I have ever released on step-by-step exactly how to kickstart your side hustle or online business this year. So make sure you check out that video below. It doesn't take you to any funny page or ask you for your email or anything like that. It's literally just a YouTube video. And with all that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.